Okay, today's daf is daf Tesvav. Learn today's daf, discuss of for the safe return of Yaakov, Naphtali, ben Rachel, Tavora, Gilad, Michael, ben Bat Galim, and Ayal, ben Iris, Teshura. All right, we're beginning the second parak. The second parak is now going to be discussing sort of the Seder Hayom, or discussing mainly how we deal with the seven final fasts. Remember, we have three, and then seven. So we're talking about the seven final fasts, which are the most chamor. So Seder Ta'anios Ketzad. What's the Seder, basically, what's the Seder of the day during these seven fasts? This parak is basically going to go through all the Mishnayos first. It's basically 10 Mishnayos all put together, and then the Gemara over the next 2-3 blah, we'll go back into the details of the Mishnayos. So essentially what was done, all the Mishnayos were placed together. So today we're going to base it on Mishnah. So Seder Ta'anios Ketzad. What's the order of the day? It's 10 of them, it's not one. 10 Mishnayos put together.
One.
Right, if you look in the Mishnayos, it's 10 of them. It's a set, it's all put together. Exactly. So Seder Taniyos Ketzad. Motzin es hateva l'rechova shal'ir. They bring out the teva to the center of town. So we'll go with the shot that the teva means the Aron Kodesh, and it means the Sefer Torah. They bring it out to the middle of town. V'nostin efer mikle al gabi teva. And they put the ashes of something that is burnt, as opposed to Rashi points out that sometimes Afer and Afar are the same thing, but he wanted to make sure that it's clearly something that's burnt, so it says Afer Mikla, something that's singed, Al Gabi Teva, and Virosh Nasi Virosh HaBesin, and they put these ashes on the head of the Nasi and the head of the court. They call Echa V'Echad Nosim Virosho. And everybody else puts it on their own head. It's indicating here that it seems to be that somebody else puts it on the head of the Nasi and the Beis Din. Start again. Okay. All right. Hazakin shivahen omer lifnehen divrei kibushin. So the elder person there says divrei kibushin. What are divrei kibushin? Rashi says lashon atzira, comes from lashon of stopping. Come on, mechavesh balad shekovshin es halivavos lachzira lemutav. Supposed to stop the hearts in order to bring them back to good. The Elohim Dibri Kibushin, when he lists what the Dibri Kibushin are, basically gives them Musa. He starts and gives them a little bit of Musa Drasha, and this is what he says. He says, Achenu, my brothers, Lo Nemer Anche Ninve, it doesn't say by Anche Ninve, Vayar Elohim Es Sakam Es Tani Zahar. It doesn't say that when Hashem forgave the Anche Ninve, which was just the greatest Tshuva movement and the quickest Tshuva movement of all time, it doesn't say that Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fast, and because of the sackcloth and the fasting, Hashem forgave them. Ella, it says, "Vayar ha'elokim es ma'asehem ki shavu midarkem hara." Hashem saw their deeds because they returned from their evil ways. So basically saying, yeah, we're doing the fasting and all that, but that's not the ikra, that's not the point. The point is la'orer salib. The point is to do tshuva. The idea of the fasting is not an end. The fasting is a means to get to the point of doing the tshuva, and be the tshuva, Hashem will forgive us. In this case, the forgiveness will lead to rain. And the Kabbalah, Divrei Nevi'im, Rashi points out that there's a difference between what said by Ninveh is also it's Nevi'im. So why Ninveh does not say Divrei Kabbalah, and here it says Divrei Kabbalah when talking about Yoel. The Kabbalah who Omer v'kiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem v'shuvu el Shem lekeichem. Rip your hearts, Ba'al b'deichem, and not your clothing, and then return to Hashem. I mean, the ikar is the hachna and the lev, is to have this feeling of remorse, and the kriyas begadim is just the maisa. The maisa is to do the actions, but the kiyum mitzvah is actually to do tshuva.
So all the
13? The seven fasts.
Seven.
I knew I should start again. That was the first thing I said. It's talking about the last seven. Okay. Amnu b'tfila. Right, so they got up to daven, right? Morid in lifnei tema zakin viragio. They bring before the table shliach sivor somebody who's elderly, viragio, and he's ragio to daven. In other words, this way that the tefillah will be shigur b'piv. You'll see a lot of the language here is reminiscent or hinini ha'ani mimas, which is said by the Baal Tefillah Musaf and Yom Neroyim. The language there is reminiscent of the language here. I would say. So he says Mordechai Teva Zake Virogil, the Yeshlo Bonim, he's supposed to have children. Uveso Rekam. So what is Veso Rekam? It's an empty house. Rashi says, gives two pshatim. Veso reikam. He says, mashma du ani, the ein lo michim veso. It's not that he's poor. He doesn't have anything. That's where his tefillah would be more intense, I guess. Ube gemar refaimish time achrina, begupo nachi me averos. Maybe it means he's reikam. His body is clean from averos. Shalot chata, velo yata alav shum shem rabba shum avera. It's a good name. It's a good name as being a good guy.
Okay. Nowadays, you just flip a guy in.
Who has a good voice?
No, who has a good voice?
Right. Somebody who's wealthy. I don't know. Is that true? I don't know. Amdu batfila, right? Maridno de Ateva, Rogiel, Muzake, Virogiel, Vyashal Bonbe, Serekam, Kadesha, Yelivo, Shalom, Batfila. You want somebody because he's worried about his parnasa that he'll be davening from the depths of his heart. But Omer, now the Gemara says that. The tzibur, when they say, after the tzibur says they're shmona esrei, and we're dealing with before the bracha la malshinim, so 18 here literally means 18, but for us it would be 19, right? So then the tzibur does his chazar shashatz, the omer lefneim esrin va'arba brachos, he goes 24 brachos, which nowadays would be 25, right? So shmona esrei, shevichol yom, he does shmona esrei, the 18 of every day, umosif aleihem, and he adds, after the bracha of Re'enov Anyenu, he adds od sheish, he adds another six. And what are these six brachos that he adds? Zechronos, all the psukim that you say by Zechronos by Rosh Hashanah, the shofaros, and all the shofaros, but we don't do machlos. Machlos is only for Rosh Hashanah. Right? Shofaros is Zechronos, right? Then third one is El Hashem Batzaros Ali Karasi V'Aneni, it's Tehillim in Perik Kufches. Then we say Kufchav Aleph Shir, which is Shir Lamalas, Asa Einai El Harim. Then we say Kuf Lamid, which is Mimam Akim Krasich Hashem. And then we say Kuf Beis, which is Tfilah La'ani Ki Yatov. And at the end of each of these, the end of each of these passages, from Zechronos, Shofros, and these other four, Kapitul Tilim, they add a bracha. Then we'll see what those brachas are. Rabbi Yehuda's Cholik Va'omer, Lo Hayat Tzarech Lomar Zechronos V'Shofros. You don't say Zechronos V'Shofros, that is only for, you know, that's only for Rosh Hashanah. Ela Omer Tachtein, in their stead, what you say is, Napsukim, these are the Psukim in Melachim Aleph, Parakhes, Ra'av Yiyeh Ba'aretz Dever Ki Yiyeh. You say that there's hunger in the land, and there'll be pestilence in the land. And you also say, this is Yirmiyahu, Asher Hayadvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Al Divrei HaBatzaros. These are the words of Hashem to Yirmiyahu at the times of Batzaros, was it famine or tsar? Well, either way. So that's instead of the pasuk of shofar.
Is this said where?
Wherever they're doing this time of Sibur. We say now, which the Gemara mentions all the time, that ain't time of Sibur above the official of Ovad, so that would be Eretz Yisrael.
This is historical, pretty much, because they really never did this. They have to, I mean, Babylonian Talmud writing about what they did.
But this is a Mishnah. The Mishnah is an Eretz Yisrael text. So it's nicely written in Sipur.
Right, but this is right. This is, they actually did this after the Korban.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The Mishnah is a Eretz Yisrael text.
I know, right, but I'm saying they probably, how many years
were
the community that they did this after
the Korban? I know, so the Mishnah is also referencing what was done, and after the Korban, you know what I mean? How many years has there been a continual presence of Jews in Eretz Yisrael? Forever.
Were they doing something like this?
Don't know. Yeah. Don't know. The Omer Chosmeyen, and then between what the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, they say after each bracha, they're going to say, chasima related to the psukim that we just said. Al harishona, rishona doesn't mean the added one. Remember, there's six added ones, but they're going to see that there's seven chasimas because we're going to change the re'ena b'anyenu. Right, so re'ena b'anyenu is what we say every day. We add, and then we finish there by saying hu omer. You say at the end of that, misha anas avram. All these are going to be familiar also from Slichos. Misha anas avram ahara maria. He who answered Abraham and Ahara Moriah, who yaneh eschem. Just remember, so this is the Shliach Tzibur speaking, so somehow, the Lashon is always the you, let's talk about us. Who yaneh eschem should answer you, v'yishma kol tzak eschem, and should hear the voice of your crying, of Hayom Hazeh today, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael. That's how he finishes, Goel Yisrael. Right. I mean, Yeshama asks, why do we say Goel Yisrael? Why do we say Goel Yitzchak? We talk about Haram Maria, right? On the Haram Maria, so he's redeemed Yitzchak in that place. What does Yisrael have to do there? Yisrael is Yaakov. That's the question of the Yerushalmi.
We don't mean Yaakov, we mean
I was saying that's what the Yerushalmi asked. So he says that what, since Yitzhak was maybe because Yitzhak was saying that means it led to Yisrael. Okay, that's number one. The Al Shnia on the second bracha, which is the first bracha that is added, so that's we finish either Zachronos, right? Who Omer, he says, Misha Anas Avosenu Al Yamsuf, he who answered our forefathers on the banks of the Yamsuf, Hu Yana Eschem, should answer you, Vishma Kol Tzakaschem Hayom Hazeh, Bruch Ata Hashem, Zocher HaNishkachos. He who remembers, that is forgotten. And the Hagos, it brings down Zocher HaBris. That, because that's what we do with as you do Rosh Hashanah. You get finished with Zocher HaBris. Al Hashlishis, or the third one, which we, according to Tanakh, was after we finished the Pesukim of Shofros, who Omer, right, he adds over here, the Ramban adds the words, V'zachor lan Hashem l'keinu z'chusos Yehoshua, avdachan v'yecha v'rachim l'ilu mat shemecha, and we say, Misha anas Yehoshua b'Gilgal, he who answers Yehoshua in Gilgal, hu yana azchem, v'yishma kol tzachaschem, hayom hazeh bruch ato Hashem shomea teruah. So that's why he listens to Teruah again, because they get the bracha of Gilgal, Moshe Shofar around Yericho, and they talk about the bracha of Shofar, so that's why we say Shomea Teruah.
So they don't actually blow Shofar.
We didn't see Shofar yet, right? Not in the Shemoneh Esrei, but that Mishnah hasn't mentioned that yet. Al Harivius, when it comes to the fourth bracha, which was the Shir Hamal Sal Hashem Bat Saros Ali, who Omer, he says at the end, right, he adds, Zachor Hashem Elokeinu Zechuso Shashmuel, right, and we say Misha Anas Shmuel b'Mitzvah, he who answered Shmuel in Mitzvah, right, this is Hashem, Shmuel had asked in Shmuel Aleph Perek Zayin, Sukkim Hei through Yud, Shmuel gathers Klal Yisrael in Mitzvah to daven to Hashem that they should save him from the hands of the Plishtim. So Misha Anas Shmuel b'Mitzvah, hu yanaschem v'yishma b'kol tzachaschem, hayom hazeh brachato Hashem, shomea tzeaka. Al Chamishis, on the fifth one, which is what we say, Esa'inu El Harim, hu Omer, Misha Anas Eliyahu Bahar Karmel, he who answered Eliyahu Bahar Karmel, which he had the duel, so to speak, with the Nevi'e Baal, Nevi'e with the lowercase nun, Hu Yaneh Eschem, he should answer you, V'yishma Kol Tzachaschem Hayom Hazeh, Brachato Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. That's number five. Number six, which we said, Shir HaMa'al Shumam HaKim, Hu Omer, he says, the Shtiyat Sibra says, Misha Anas, as Yonah Mimei HaDaga, he remembered Yonah when he was in the body of the fish, Hu Yaneh Eschem, V'yishma Kol Tzachaschem Hayom Hazeh, Brachato Hashem, Ha'oneh Ve'et Sarah. Al Hashvius, on the seventh bracha, again, we only added six, but it's the seventh, but the seventh thing we're adding because we add a little bit in Re'in Nav Yonenu. So this is the seventh edition. Hu Omer, right, we said over here, but you say with the Kepitol Tzvim, Tzvila La'ani Kiyato, Hu Omer, Misha Ana as David and Shlomo Ben Obi Yerushalayim, he who answered David and Shlomo, his son in Yerushalayim, Hu Yan Eschem, he should be answered you again. Hayom V'Yishma V'Chol Tzachaschem Hayom Hazeh, Brachato Hashem, Hamirachem Al Ha'aretz, who has mercy or pity on the land. So that's also apropos for what's going on, because we're talking about having rain on the land. What is the answer, David and Shlomo Yerushalayim? So in Shmuel Beis it says that Vahi Ra'av, in Shmuel Beis Perak Aval, there was a Ra'av he made David Shalosh Shanim Shana Achar Shana, and it says over there Vayivakesh David Espnei Hashem, and he asked that he daven, I guess that they stopped the Ra'av. The Tosos on Tezvav and Lebeis, I think, says that it's talking about when there was a plague in the land, maybe after the counting. So that's what we're talking about. He answered David. And where is Shlomo? Rashi says, Ushlomo, Kishihichnis Ha'aron Lebeis HaKadosh Kodshim. When he brought the Aron Kodosh into the Holy of Holies, he was answered. Inami Rav Ki Yeba Aretz. That there was also a fast. Lefika Chosem Mirachem Al Aretz. Therefore, the chasim of the bracha is to have rachamim on the land. Shehein hispalu al Eretz Yisrael. They daven for Eretz Yisrael. B'tfilo la'ani kiyatov al doche kishamim nofel. It's talking about the lack of rain. B'ksiv ba b'heitzara shemayim. The halting of the heavens. That's why tfilo la'ani kiyatov is that this is apropos for this bracha. Okay. Maiseh, there's instance. B'mei Rabbi Chalafta. Who was Rabbi Chalafta, who was in Sipori, and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Sha'avar Echa Lipnei Ateva. So somebody went in front of, came to Shlita Sibra on one of these Tanesim, the Gamar is HaBracha Kula, and he finished the Bracha of Gol Yisrael with all the Yosofas, the Lo Anu Acharav Amen, and they didn't answer Amen. Right? But rather, they said, brought down the Brisa, they said, Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Va, like they said in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash didn't say Amen, they say Baruch Shem. So that's what happened over here also. They didn't say Amen, they just said Baruch Shem. And then, now after the Chazon, right, afterwards they said, Tiku Kohanim Tiku, and they should blow shofar. Tiku HaKohanim Tiku. That's the gears I have. If Kohanim should blow the shofar, whether it actually means a Kohanim blow or not, but you hear now here that they're blowing the shofar. And then the Shaman said, Misha Anas Avram Avinu Bahar Moriah, Hu Yane Eschem, Mishmag B'chol Tzatzachem, Hayom Azeh. After they blew the shofar, then they started these psukim. And then... oh, right. Just continuing the what happened during by Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanani ben Trajon, and then they said Hariu bnei Aaron Hariu to blow shofar again, and then they said Misha Masavoseinu Al Yamsuf Hu Yaneschem Vishma B'Kol Tzasachem Hayom Hazeh. So I guess they made it was machros at the end of each bracha to blow shofar. And they would do the blow the shofar. So now Kshabad Dover Eitz Hachachamim, and when the Chachamim heard what the minhag of Chalafta and Chanina was Amru Lo Hayinu Noegin Kain. This is not our minhag. We're not Noeg to say Baruch Shem Kvom Achusu Yom Avoed. Rather, we're supposed to say Amen. Ella, but we only say Baruch Shem Kvom Achusu. Ella Bishar Mizrach Baharabayis. Only during the times of the Beis Hamikdash Kayam, when the davening of the Harabayis, and which means when they're coming in through the Eastern Gate, there, because we don't say Amen in the Beis Hamikdash, but other Mekomos we answer Amen. So now that we're dealing with post Korban, you should be saying Amen instead of Baruch Shem Kvom Achusu Yom Avoed. Okay. So now that we mentioned the Kohanim, and we mentioned a little more of the Kohanim. If you remember also the Kohanim that served in the Beis HaMikdash, they are split up into 24 Mishmaros, right? 24 groups. And every week, one Mishmar would serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishmar itself is split up into 7 Batei Avos. And each Beis Av would serve one day of the year. So the Mishnah is now going to talk about the Mishmar, which is a larger group, and the Beis Av, which is a daily group, right? That they were makil on them by the Taniyos, because they're busy doing the Avoda. So, Shalosh Taniyos Harishonos. The first, remember it's 3, 3, and 7. So the first 3 Taniyos, which are not so chamor, Anshe Mishmar Obdim Mikdash, right? Anshe Mishmar Mis'anim Velo Mashlimim. The Anshe Mishmar work in the Beis HaMikdash that week, and the Anshe HaMishmar, it's the big group, it's the group, right, that's broken up, Mis'anim V'lo Mashlimim. They may not be working that day, but they're working that week. They should fast, but they should not complete the fast to go all night. Rather, they can eat at the end, towards the end of the fast, because maybe there's going to be too much work for the people, for the Beis Av that day. They have to come into the Beis HaMikdash and help them out, so you have to have the strength in order to help them out at night. But the Anshe Beis Av, Lo Mas'anim Klal. The Anshe Beis Av, which are working all day in the Beis HaMikdash, they do not have to fast at all on the first 3. Shalosh Shniyos, now we go up a level to the second group of 3. Anshe Mishmar Mis'anim U'Mashlimim. So the Anshe Mishmar, those who are not working today, they fast and complete the fast. But Anshe Beis Av, and those who are working today, Mis'anim V'lo Mashlimim. They should fast some of the day, but they don't have to complete it because they still need to save, conserve their energy for the work they're doing in the Beis HaMikdash. And Sheva Achronos, when we get to the 7 Achronos, the last ones which are most severe, then Elu V'Elu, both the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Beis Av, Mis'anim U'Mashlimim, they should fast the entire day, and complete the fast, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. These are the words of Rabbi Yeshua. The Chachamim Omrim L'Chachamim, say no, take everything down a step. Shalosh Rishonos, when it comes to the first 3, Elu V'Elu, Lo Hayim Mis'anim Klal. Neither the Anshe Mishmar nor the Anshe Beis Av would fast at all. Shalosh Shniyos, the middle 3 fast days, that's when Anshe Mishmar Mis'anim V'Mashlimim, where the Anshe Mishmar, those who are not working today, would start to fast but not complete to fast, and Anshe Beis Av, and those that are working today, Lo Hayim Mis'anim Klal, they would not fast at all. And by the Sheva Achronos, which are the most severe fast days, that's when the Anshe Mishmar Mis'anim V'Mashlimim, those who are not working today, they would fast the entire day, and the Anshe Beis Av would fast, but they will not complete the day, but they still have to worry about them doing the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. I mean, there's countervailing forces here. He was telling us that sometimes something else, you know, trumps the fasting, and the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, according to this, was going to trump the fasting.
What does this mean, Lo Mashlimim?
They don't finish the day.
No, what does that mean? When do they stop?
It's Machlokas. When do they stop? They don't complete the day. They have to make sure that they eat at a certain time, and they have enough strength. Right, Rashi says...
Let's say they can. Do they have to break the fast?
It says in Machloek, it's either an hour and a half before the night or after Chatzot.
Where is he quoted?
It says here, Rashi.
Rashi
explains in both that, no.
The vote is done by the afternoon.
No, there's a vote at night also. Evarim, Epidarim, and all the extras that hasn't been burnt has to be carried and brought up to the base of the Mizbeah.
I'm not saying, guys, says, you know, I'm fine. You guys have to break the fast?
I would assume. I would assume so.
Yes.
I don't know.
50 B1 11.
Well, let's read Rashi first. Right? It says, "Ante mishmar lo mishmashlimim shadaim einachum kol kach." B'gemarin yedzayim mifarish shema tichbeit haavod al ante beis haav shayo obdim oso hayom uboim hein lisayom. It'd be too much work to come and help them out. B'im hayim asin misanim lo hayalehem koach lamo beavoda. They wouldn't have their strength. But you have to. Can't. You can't. Shash. You have to, you probably can't fast. Okay, so now the agav that we brought some halachos where there's a distinction between the Anshei Mishmar, which is the group, right, which is the weekly group, and the Anshei Beis Av, which is the daily group. So the Gemara is going to bring other halachos, legabe the Anshei Mishmar, Anshei Beis Av, that apply all year. So Anshei Mishmar, so those the week people there for the week, they're not working that day. Mutarim lishtos yayim balelos. They can drink wine at night. They can drink wine at night because they are not going to be mockery of the karbonos at night, and we don't have to be choshesh. We're not going to be choshesh for this. That there's going to be too much work, so they can. You know, we're choshesh by the fast, but we're not choshesh by the wine. We're not going to be choshesh, so they can drink at night, right? Rashi says, "Balelos ein lachos shema tichbei haavoda." They have to take a survey of what's going on. They can see that there's not much work to be done tonight. They can then party and drink wine that night. They don't have to worry about that. But avaloba yamim. But during the day, they cannot drink wine because a possibility exists. During the day, there'll be more and more karbanos, and you won't know what might walk through the door. There's a possibility now you're going to have to step up to the plate and be a pinch hitter, so you can't be drunk because there's a problem with shisuyayim when it comes to kohanim, which is pretty serious. But the Anshei Beis Av, the people are actually working that day, lo bayom v'lo b'layla. They are now allowed to drink wine, both neither during the day and at night, because even at night they are also in the avodah, because they would all night long, they would bring up the avarim to bedarim and the bedarim that would fall off of the mizbeach. And also, if they didn't finish to be makdir all the avarim during the day, they would stay all night and stoke them on the flames to make sure they got burnt up. So they cannot drink at all. Rashi says, "Lefish ayu ma'ayim kol alayla yavarim b'darim shepakim al mizbeach inami lo gomer b'yom gomer b'layla aval anshei mishmar einan tzrichim l'sayei b'layla afei b'mazlei." Just to soak it, to make it burn quickly. You don't need the other people to step up. Therefore, those other people are allowed to drink at night. Now, anshei mishmar, those who are working the entire week, va'anshei maimad, and the anshei maimad, those are the Levim and the Yisraelim who are also assigned to that mishmar. Asurim milisaper umilichabes. They're not allowed to cut their hair or to wash their clothing that week because they should have done it beforehand. Right? Rashi says, "Mishenichnasu lemishmartam kol osa shabbos el mistapim kodem akein." The Gemara will explain. The Gemara will explain what their reason is. But b'chamishi on Thursday mutarim they can if they cover shabbos. Kavod Shabbos starts already on Thursday. People do things on Thursday. You don't want to wait till Friday because it gets too busy. Okay. Now we're going to talk a little bit again about Megillas Tainus, which was the Megillah that was written during the times of the Second Temple era, which was they were the partial Yomim Tovim, that you're not allowed to fast, and you're not allowed to do Hespedim. Right? These are days that certain miraculous events took place during the Zman by Sheni. Now the Mishnah is going to bring a Machlokas whether you're not allowed to fast or say Hespedim also on the day before those days listed in Megillas Tainus. We've seen this idea before. Kol HaKasuv in Megillas Tainus below the Mispad, any holiday that's written in Megillas Tainus where you're not supposed to do Hespedim, and if you're not allowed to fast also, Lefan of Asur, you're not allowed to have Tainus or Hesped beforehand, but Achara of Mutar, but the day after, you're allowed to. And Rashi says, Kol HaKasuv Megillas Tainus below the Mispad, Is Yoma de Lol Lissanla Mishasein, he says, "V'osa shehin chamur v'asur mehespein lefanav asur mehespein dilma asur lemeva biyanta gufe." Because maybe the hespein of the tainus will last into the day itself. So therefore, the day before you have to be careful. But la'achar of mutar, Rashi says, "The kevet she'avar yom lo chashina." Once they pass, you're not choshesh. Fine. Rabbi Yossi Omer says no. Lefanav ulacharav aser. Both before and after it is aser to, if it's aser to fast on that on a Wednesday, you can't fast on Tuesday or Thursday as well. Now there are those fast days that are in Megillas Tanis are not as machmir. Those days that you may do haspedim, but you're not allowed to fast, but you may do haspedim. So the lowliness anav. So the fun of achar of mutter before and after is mutter. Rav Yossi Omer, the fun of aser achar of mutter. Since it's a less stringent day, so each sheet drops down a level. So the one who said before that you can't before, but you can after, says here you can do both before and after. And Rav Yossi, who said that before you can't do before and after in the more calmer day, says in this less calmer day you can't do before, but you may do afterwards. Okay. Ein gozrin tainis ala tzibor batchila b'chamishi. The fast that we're going to be gozer should not start on a Thursday. That should not be the first day of a fast, of a set of fasts. Shelo lahafkiya hasha'arim. So we're not going to break the gates. But Rashi says shelo lahafkiya hasha'arim kisharoin, which means you're not going to, right, with the gates of the stores. Kisharoin bale chaniyos shekonim lamotze yom chamishi shtei se'udos gedolos. Now come Thursday night when the fast is over, everyone's to come in and buy a lot of food because they're buying because they want to eat tonight. They're also buying for Shabbos, right? They think that there's famine in the land, but
isn't there famine in the land? That's the whole reason why we're fasting.
But they're gonna close the gates and they're gonna raise the price. Oh, no rain means that we're not gonna have food. You're right. Okay, so maybe you have food from last year. Okay, but if they start on a Monday. And then comes Thursday and they fast again, because you always fast on Monday, Thursday, right? So if I'm Mishitchilus Anos, Yodim She'enu Elot Beit Tainis. Then they'll know that it's only because of the Tainis. They need that extra day to start with on a Monday to realize, and therefore they won't raise the prices. On a Thursday, they'll raise the prices.
Everyone got the email except...
Yeah. He didn't get the email. Okay, so Ein Gozrin Tainis Al Tzir Batchil Bachamish Shalof Kiyasharim Ela Shalosh Tanios Harishonos. The first three that Beis Din is gozer are Sheni Chamishi V'Sheni. You have to do Monday, Thursday, Bahav. V'Shalosh Shnios, the second two are Chamishi Sheni Chamishi. You continue, right? So you do Monday, Thursday, and then the second three start Thursday, Monday. But Rav Yossi Omer Kishem Sheni Harishonos B'Yom Chamishi Kachlosh Shnios V'Lo Achronos. Rav Yossi says no. None of the cycles can begin on Thursday. So you'll do Monday, Thursday, and then this next three you'll do Monday, Thursday, and then again you'll start again on the following Monday.
Same Monday, the end of the start.
A week later.
Monday, Thursday.
So you skip the Thursday.
Rabbi Yosi Omer Kashem Shein Arishonos B'Yom Chamishi Kach Lo Hashnios V'Lo Achronos. Okay. Ein Gozer Tanis Al Tzibur Rosh Chodeshim. You should not be gozer a fast on the Tzibur on Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is called the Moed. Shouldn't happen on Moed. The question is, what happens if you set it in motion and it falls out on Rosh Chodesh? Right? And as well, B'chanukah u'B'purim, and on Chanukah Purim, you shouldn't have get fast either, because those are Yemei Mishnah v'Simcha. V'im hischilu. But let's say Beis Din was gozer a Seder Tanios, right? And they didn't realize that it's going to bump into a Rosh Chodesh or a Chanukah or a Purim, and they already started to fast they started to cycle. And then comes one Thursday, and it turns out to be Rosh Chodesh. Ein mafsikin, we don't stop, and you basically fast that day, even though it's one of these days. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, those are the words of Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Afa pisha Amar Rabbi Gamliel ein mafsikin, even though Rabbi Gamliel says that you shouldn't stop, you shouldn't halt the day, and you should have the fast day. Modeh hayosh ein mashlimim, but he's modeh that you shouldn't fast up till tzeis. You should break the fast sometime earlier, close to Shkiyas Nechama. You should break the fast probably because he still has to indicate that today is Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah Purim. V'chein Tisha B'av Shechalios Be'er Shabbos. And so too, when Tisha B'av falls on Erev Shabbos, which according to our calendar, I don't believe can happen, right? Tisha B'av cannot fall on Erev Shabbos, but in those days, I guess it could. And Ein Mashlimus HaTainus. We don't complete the Tainus. Rather, you would fast up to Shkia Sechama, so you don't enter into Shabbos hungry, because that's not called Shabbos. The only fast day that would happen on a Friday is Asar B'Teves. That happens actually often, to have the Asar B'Teves on Friday.
Wasn't this only supposed to happen? What was the month, the rainy month that this time is supposed to take place.
No, this is talking about Tisha B'Av. Stop.
No, I'm talking about the rain thing. Because it's
right.
Huh? But that's not talking about a rain.
No, it's talking about this.
There are other tzaros you can have.
On Hanukkah and Purim, that's not possible.
Why not? Hanukkah, yeah.
Hanukkah and Purim?
Yeah, Purim is also before the Wadi. Go up to Nisan.
No.
Purim is another. Okay.
I understand. The first line is you know you're going to pass for three. But the second time is you don't know unless the first time it doesn't happen. Doesn't solve the problem.
Right.
So how do you prepare for the second time is it shouldn't fall on a young on a Rosh Chodesh.
If you do about Piriya, you can jigger Rosh Chodesh also.
Yeah, for what? For a week?
For a day.
Well, you're talking, if you didn't know, if after three it didn't stop, so you're supposed to continue another
right.
Two or three.
So let's say Rosh Chodesh will fall on Monday, so jigger Rosh Chodesh, it falls on Tuesday.
You move it to Tuesday, so you don't do it on Monday.
I guess. Play around. Okay. Say the Tanios Ketzad. The Mishnah said, what is the Oro of the Tanios? They said, Motzin Sateva, you bring the Aron and the Sefer Torah to the middle of the city. So the Gemara is, Afilu B'Kamaisa. It seems to hear that we're talking about this Seder is even with the first fast. We already explained the Mishnah, it's talking only about the last 7 days, but it just says Seder Tanios, which means Mashma, even the first three. Afilu B'Kamaisa, the remainder of the last year, Stira from Abraisa. It says in Abraisa, Shalosh Tanios, Vishonos, Vishnios, Nichmasan Beis HaKnesses. And the first two groups, the first three, the second three, you don't go out to the city. You gather in the shuls. Umis Paliv, Gedera Shamas Plin, Kol Shalom Kula. And you daven regularly. You don't bring out the Teva. But Bisheva Achronos Motzin Sateva, the Teva, the seven latter fast. That's when you bring out the Teva, the Rechobos Leir, Venosin Efer, Agabe Ateva, Uberosh Hanasi, Uberosh Al Beis Din. We call Echavi Echla, no tell, but no same Rosho, and Rabbi Nasan Omer, Efer Mikla Shemivin. It has to be Dafa Efer that comes from something that's singed. It can't be dust, it has to be ashes. So you see a stira. But the Bryce says clearly this is the process only in the last seven. So we're not saying, Papa, Kit Nan Nami Masnisa Shela Chorostan. I'm just talking about the last seven. It's not talking about the first three. He said another one is Ahmed. Amazing Tosos. Amazing in that, just unbelievable. Tosfos says, you talk about the Afer, what Afer he's supposed to use. So Tosfos here says, but also Afer, have an etzem adam. It comes from a bone of a human. Afer adam. Shaharei hua Afer. Sharei, what's the vav? I think the vav takes out the word. Sharei ha Afer, they take out the word ho, who? Shaharei ha Afer, have a zikaron ha akeda. It says, remember the akeda, uba akeda haya atzamos. And the akeda had bones. First of all, they all ask, no one else says this, that's number one. But number two, where are you getting the bone of a human to burn this?
What's up with that?
Yeah. And what do you mean the Akeda? The Akeda, Yitzchak wasn't burned. The Akeda was done with the bones of an animal. It's a fascinating Tosfos. It seems to be pretty shock value, I think. It's fascinating. Right, the Karen Ora says that he takes the word, instead of Etzem Adam, he says Etzem Ayel. And then that would make sense to compare it to the Akedah. The Akedah was with an ayah, wasn't with Yitzchak. Anyway, where did he get the bone from? Well, he's saying he says
he hears it.
So the guy, so the Taran Ora says that he's amending the text. We do it often. He says the text is messed up. It can't be Afer Adam. Because how in the world do you get where do you get a bone of a human?
Yeah, there is a bone of a human.
There are bones in the cemetery where you go to the cemetery, you dig up a bone, and then you burn it. Now they'll do that. Nibble and mace.
Evil scientist laboratory. Also, one second. The Nazi comes to the town. So which town? It was only one town.
So it seems to me that the big towns did it. I don't know if it was every town.
The Nazi is not coming to every town the same.
The Nazi of that town.
The Nazi, the town that does the Nazi of the.
I don't know. I don't think they did it in every single crack. It's a good point. Like where they, which it says. Which city, right? Which city are they doing this?
In one city, and then Nussi comes to one city, or every town does it. But what does Nussi mean? It's not going to every town on the same Monday.
Not a Beis Din. You can answer because each place has a Beis Din.
Nussi seems to be the
Nussi. Right. So maybe they're only doing one. Maybe they just take the biggest town. Maybe it's only in one place. This process, or he chooses. Don't know.
should say it. Saying everything else. Say what count is it? Right?
So the Mishnah says, let's read the Girsa here. The Girsa is, Bichol Echad ve Echad no sein virosho. Everybody puts on their own head. Mashma here, that the Nasiv Abbez Din not the have it placed on them. They don't do it themselves. Someone places it on their head. So the Gemara asks, Nasiv Abbez Din nami nishku inu v'nindchu merushayu. They should also take it themselves and put it on their own head. Mashna the shakal nishachrino manachlu. Why do other people put it on their forehead? I'm reading the corrected Girsa of the Gemara, which is no sein virosho. Right? It's, V'chol Echad V'Echad, no sein V'rosho. That's the Girsa that's brought down in the Gilyon of Pi HaMarasha, which is, V'chol Echad V'Echad, no sein V'rosho. So the Gemara asks, Nas, what? Yeah, I'm just reading the Girsa that's brought down in the Hagos.
I think you skipped the first thing. Yeah, that's the next
thing. Oh, I skipped the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. U'Berosh HaNasi. Barosh HaNasi. Oh, okay. Skip the whole paragraph here. Barosh, apologize. Barosh HaNasi. Right. Everyone for the head of Nasi. V'hadar Tani Kol Echad V'Echad Nosim Barosho. And that's then afterwards it says that everyone puts it on their head. Ini, is that true? That first you put it on the head of the Nasi and then you put it on everybody else. But Tanya, here says Tanya. It's a Brisa. Rebbe Omer Begadula Maskilim in a Gadol Ubeklala Maskilim in a Katan. When it comes to gedula, when it comes to big things, you start great things. You start with the gadol, and when it comes to bad things, when it comes to klala, you start with the lower person, right? So therefore, here this is klala. You should start with the lower person. And what's the source? Gedula maskilim min hagadol. When gedula, you start with the greatest person. Shneimar, the pasuk says after the misa of Nadav Avihu, says Vayomer Moshe Aaron Elazar Yitamar. He says Moshe goes to Aaron, the Elazar, and Yitamar. He goes in, you know, from up to, you know, going down, right, from up to down. Pasuk there is Garshechem al tifru, b'deichem lo tifromu, giving them a command. So you start with the greater person, which is Aaron. And the klala maskinim in a katan, from something that's bad, right? You start with the lowest person because tchila niskala nachash. First the nachash was cursed. V'yachak niskala chava. Then was the woman. V'yachak niskala adam. And then adam. Adam was the most important. So you went up. You start with the lowest person. So why here are we starting with the higher person? So he says here, Ha chashivusu lidinhu, the amri luhun atun chashivusu limaybe el rachmin kula alma. We say here, no, putting the efer on the rosh tchila, that's not poranos. That's for chashivus. Because it's as if we're telling them, you guys are the rosh beis din and the nasi, you're the people who should daven the most. You're the ones who are going to save us. So we're going to start with you. This is talking about, it's a kibud for them to go first. Now we go to up what I said before. The girsa is, right, called Echa V'Echa Nosim Birosho, and everybody else then puts it on their heads. So it's mashma that everyone else puts it on their heads, but then Nasim V'Avezin have it placed on their heads from other people. So Nasim V'Avezin Nami Nishku Inu V'Nichu Roshayu. Why can't the Nasim V'Avezin also place it on themselves? Maishna the Shakal Inu Shachrina. Why is it that somebody else is placing the ashes on their head, on their heads? So Amar Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Abba de Min Kisrei, Rabbi Abba who came from Kisrei, Einu Dome, there's no comparison. Or somebody who's mitbayish may atzmo, the mitbayish may acherim. You want to embarrass somebody, you put it to have somebody else do it for them, as opposed to doing it themselves. That's why the Av Beis Din and the Nasi is actually busha to be done if somebody puts it on them, as opposed to do it themselves. If it's some people, then there's no busha, there's no difference. They'll put it on themselves. So it's really interesting. We just said before that it's a kavod for them to have the ashes put on. That's why they go first. But we're doing it by other people, so it would be a busha for them. So it's a little, the play is a little bit. Yeah. So the heichim on a flu. So one question that you, Devin, I figured yesterday, one of your questions, where did they put it? Where the head did they put it? So heichim on a flu. So I'm going to get something makom tefillin. They put it in the place where the hanach is tefillin. So you actually have to know where you put the tefillin on in order to know where you put the, we used to have that picture outside. We have to know where to put the ashes. Shnei Amar, the post says in Yishayahu, Lasum Avelei Tzion, Laseis Lehem Pe'er Tachas Efer. Right, and tefillin are called Pe'er, right? It's Pe'er, right? That's what we said in Yechezkel, when Hashem says to him, Pe'ercha Chavot Shalecha, to keep your Pe'er on you, which is a tefillin. So you see that here, that they put the Efer and the Makom of the tefillin, they put it by the Pe'er. That's where we put the Efer. Okay.
Make sure that
Tzuki's not ready. Put over here. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll have a good day.